Gorkha, What I'm Celebrating on America's 250th Birthday. By Dr. Sebastian Gorkha on July 4, 2026. It's the Secret Service officer who bumps my fist through the window of my Mustang as I pull onto the White House campus, and as he wishes me a blessed day. It's the gaggle of National Guardsmen we thank for keeping us safe as my wife and I walk along the Great American State Fair in anticipation of America's biggest birthday. It's the superhuman special operators I watched live from the Situation Room a month ago execute a perfect counterterrorism operation against ISIS jihadis in Nigeria, the biggest operation since 9/11, with 199 enemy killed in action, 199 men who will never ever again persecute Christians or kill Americans. It's the J6er who saw me in the UFC claw on the White House South Lawn, as we were waiting for President Trump to celebrate his birthday, in a way only he could, who just wanted to say thank you to the president. It's every American who has ever come up to me in the last 9 years with exactly the same request. Please tell President Trump we love him and we're praying for him. It's the beaming construction workers I snuck up to meet as they were installing the president's two gargantuan flagpoles on either side of the White House before we went public and raised the stars and stripes. It's the brave conservative high schoolers from Northern Virginia we invited to the White House to hear from Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt what her incredible job is like, just as President Trump called her cell and told her to arrange a press conference in 15 minutes to celebrate the latest Supreme Court win for sanity. It's the wounded veterans President Trump received in the Oval Office, one of whom removed his prosthetic leg to have the Commander-in-Chief sign it for him before he gave them all one each of his massive presidential challenge coins, both the gold one and the subdued gunmetal version. The military guys love the black one. It's the American hostage my friend, Presidential Special Envoy Adam Boehler, and I flew to Kabul to release from the clutches of the Taliban, who, when he arrived back to U.S. soil at Dulles, looked at Adam and me, finally a free man, and said, "There's only God and Trump." It's my NSC team of exceptional patriots from across the intelligence community, the military and federal law enforcement, most of whom didn't know me personally back in January 2025, but who put their shoulder to wheel and turned the disastrous jihadi, cartel, and Antifa facilitating policies of the Biden years into the record-breaking successes of the second Trump administration, with 1,051 jihadis killed and 106 American hostages rescued in just 17 months. It's all the apolitical Americans who had had enough with career politicians and decided to give the business mogul from New York a shot at saving America. It's my wife, Katie, who stepped into the arena 9 years ago as a presidential appointee, standing tall and resolute in the face of all the lies and attacks, and who now is helping to reinstill truth and a love of country into our nation's schools. And it's the indefatigable man behind the resolute desk who braved assassins' bullets, political perverted prosecutions, and a rabid media for a decade in order to save our republic. Thank you, Mr. President. It's all of the above and so much more. The war to save our nation's soul isn't over. Today we celebrate. We recharge. Then we move out and vouchsafe the jewel our founders bequeathed to us.